Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley is asking NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, if federal agencies were too quick to clear Toyota. The agency investigated reports of thousands of cases of sudden acceleration in Toyota cars, including the case of a California Highway Patrol officer and three family members who were killed in a 2009 crash after they couldn't slow down their Lexus. Safety advocates said Toyota's electronic control systems might be at fault, but the government said studies by federal agencies, including NASA, found nothing wrong with Toyota's electronics. Grassley says there are unanswered questions, and he's calling for more investigations. This comes as Hyundai faces charges that it lied about fuel efficiency standards. Paul Eisenstein of the DetroitBureau.com is covering these stories. And Paul, your report that both Toyota and NHTSA had documents supporting Senator Grassley's skepticism, tell us about those reports.
Yes, definitely support skepticism. I, in fact, have a number of internal documents as well from Toyota, which raise some questions about what they knew and when they knew it, and whether or not they're aware of some potential unintended acceleration or sudden acceleration issues that may not have been properly or fully addressed by the studies. There were two studies that came out of the big scandal, one by the National Academy of Sciences, one by NASA. Both of them sort of gave Toyota a clear credit on this one, saying, as far as we can tell, there are no mysterious gremlins with their electronic controls, that they had addressed the known problems of runaway cars with two earlier recalls. But both of them left open the possibility that maybe we just can't find these electronic gremlins. Maybe they're there, but right now we can't say, so we're going to close the case.
Well, tell us about those known problems. I know one of them was floor mats.
Yeah, in fact, they just announced another recall of some Lexus products because they, it turns out, could have loose carpets that would jam the accelerator pedals. That, in fact, is what happened when that highway patrol officer and his family members were killed back in 2009. The other problem is that they discovered that they were being supplied some potentially bad accelerator assembly units that could stick if they got moist. So there were two separate recalls. It totaled about 8 million vehicles. For a couple years there, they had more recalls than anybody else in the U.S. market. Last year, they were beaten only by Honda, counter to this image of the indestructible Japanese vehicles.
Well, the new questions, though, revolve around something called tin whiskers. What are those?
What apparently can happen is that some of those little metal contacts on circuit boards can essentially spontaneously grow, well, what appear to be whiskers, little nano-sized threads, if you will, of tin or other metals that could, in fact, cause short circuits. That's one of the things that people are worried about. Are they having these spontaneous development of tin whiskers that can then flake off? You hit a bump in the road and poof, they're gone and are very, very difficult to track.
And are there other electronic gremlins, as you call them, that they're looking at?
Well, that's what's being alleged in a number of lawsuits that Toyota is facing. Again, NASA and the National Academy of Sciences basically said, no, we don't know of anything, but we aren't absolutely 100% certain. The overall finding is that a lot of the reports of unintended acceleration probably were driver error. There are cases where people said, oh my God, I couldn't stop the car. I braked as hard as I could. When they tore apart the car after the crash, they found that the person bent the accelerator pedal. They were stepping on the gas rather than on the brake.
Getting it confused. Yeah, very, very interesting. But Senator Grassley wants NHTSA to provide all the information related to whisker testing and these tin whiskers and wants to know where the agency stands on tin whiskers and safety. So where does this go from here?
It depends on what NHTSA does. And it remains to be seen whether they will just say, look, we've had some of the best scientific minds in the world look at this and we're confident that this is complete. I would imagine they're going to turn over some of the documents that they have. What is a question is what these Toyota documents that are now leaking out, I've been trying to look them over myself in recent weeks, and what is interesting is they do seem to express some concern from inside Toyota itself. I'll take the most benign view that they are even questioning, if not outright skeptical, wondering whether there are other problems, in fact, that may be yet to be discovered.
Well, let's turn now to another car manufacturer. Hyundai is facing a lawsuit from the nonprofit organization Consumer Watchdog, saying the company is using misleading fuel economy claims. What are the consumers charging?
That Hyundai has been putting the spotlight on the 40-mile-a-gallon claims that it makes for something like five of its different models, like the Elantra, for example. And in fact, that is a number that it got from the Environmental Protection Agency, which does do all the fuel economy ratings for all cars in the United States. So they are using the numbers that the government gave them. The question is whether they are misleading consumers by perhaps not also noting that those are specifically highway numbers. So even if we take Hyundai off the hot seat, there's a broader question about how the industry is promoting fuel economy. The fact is, when you look at advertising these days, everybody's talking about highway mileage. And it is easy to be confused, to think that these 35 and 40 and 45 and even 50 mile a gallon numbers are what people are getting. And in fact, by and large, people are getting much less. The other big question is, are the federal tests used to determine mileage accurate? And that's becoming increasingly difficult because they have to figure out how to make these tests work, not just in the regular gasoline car, but in hybrids, plug-ins, and now all these new pure electric vehicles. And there have been some wild variations between the test results that the Americans get versus what they get, say, in Europe.
So it sounds pretty tough to figure out. Finally, Paul, we can't let you go without mentioning that on your website, thedetroitbureau.com, you're running a great contest, Wild, Weird, and Wacky Street Signs. And some are pretty hilarious. I saw one on there that said, the entire sign said, don't touch the edges of the sign because it may be sharp. That was the purpose of the sign. And I know you're calling on others to give in theirs. I'm going to have to tell my nephew because he loves these things.
We've had a blast with this. One of my favorites is water on road during rain.
Another we need sign, a sign for that. Okay.
You know, it's great because people post bizarre signs. One of my favorites is a street sign, a street name from Story, Arkansas, called Far From Poopin' Road. It is, by the way, the only way to get to Constipation Ridge.
No, it is not. No.
Absolutely true.
No. Well, you can send in your own to thedetroitbureau.com, where Paul Eisenstein is the publisher. Paul, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
And you're listening to Here and Now.